If you gotta start somewhere, why not here? If you gotta start sometime, why not now? If we gotta start somewhere, I say here. If we gotta start sometime, I say now. Through the fog, there is hope in the distance. From cathedrals to third world missions, love will fall to the earth like a crashing wave. Tonight's the night for the sinners and the saints. Two worlds collide in a beautiful display. It's all love.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so happy you're here, and I have a great, powerful show today. So I want you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes because God has such a powerful word that's going to revolutionize and change your life and encourage you. And so stay tuned for the next quarter hour. You can always reach me by going to my website, AmberMayShow.com. AmberMayShow.com, all my information's right there, and you can reach me. Today I have a great guest. I have Yvonne Bashara. She's joining me this week, and she's the First Lady of First Arabic Baptist Church, but I've always known her to love God and have a lot of knowledge and be very good at explaining things that she feels God put on her heart. And so that's why I wanted to ask her to come on, because I just love her teaching, and I love that she loves God so much. So welcome to the program.
Well, we want to say hello to everyone across the face of the world and say we love you.
Absolutely. What has God put on your heart?
Fear paralyzes us, and these people were fearful. But when the man of God spoke to them, they acted. If you're paralyzed, if you have fear right now in your country, in your home, in your place that you live, you need to act. You need to break away from that fear. You need to act. You need to listen to the word of God, and you need to follow it. And then you will have provisions. God will provide for you. And we want to talk about also in the Bible days of the Old Testament, there was a king, and he had 127 provinces, and he had possessions from India to Ethiopia. He was very powerful. We have powerful people today in the world, and they're taking advantage of people all the time. And here was a man that had a large area that he possessed, and he had a queen, and he had a banquet. And the queen would not come out to him when he called, and she wouldn't obey him. And so he got very upset, and he got rid of the queen. And they said, we're going to have a law now that all wives will honor their husbands, both great and small. And let's find more virgins and find a new wife for the king. So they had beautiful virgins come, and one of them was Esther. And Esther was from the Jewish background, and she was taken into the king's palace and put in charge the custodian of women in this house. And the thing about Esther was she pleased him and she obtained his favor. I want to ask you, whether you're a woman or a man, what kind of character do you have? Do you have a sense about you that people look at you and they're pleased, that they like how you talk to them, they like what you're saying, they like how you act, they like your disposition, your face, how you keep yourself? Do you obtain favor? Well, Esther did. And because of that, she received 7 choice maidservants that were to help her. And she was placed in the best place in the house of women. And she was given more to prepare herself for the king than all the other women. And she had 1 year preparation. Sometimes God takes a while to do something. He prepares us and he prepares us and he prepares us. And then finally, he's ready for us to do that thing that he's prepared us. I don't know if he's called you to teach or to preach or to talk to your loved one about the Lord. We don't know what he's asked you to do, but he prepares you. And then she not only had favor with this custodian, but she obtained favor from all that saw her. How about your family? How about your friends? Everyone that sees you, do you obtain favor with them? Do you have a good character about you? You know, there's so many people now that we can't trust. There's so many lies out there. We don't even know if our religious leaders are truthful. We don't know if our presidents, if our Congress, if our all the people around us are are true? Are they lying at us? What kind of character do you have? So Esther had a good uncle who had a good character, and he told her that they're going to do something to the Jews. They passed a law. They're going to hurt us. And so if you think that you're in your heart that you will escape because you're in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews, how many times have you thought, well, I'll get away with this because of who I am or where I'm at or what I know? You know, you're not going to get away from it. God sees everything. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And what about you? Sure, you can get away with what you're doing for a while, but maybe it will fall on your head and you'll be crushed and God will use someone else. Or God will bring that out in another way and you'll be ashamed. So let's think about what are we doing and who are we?
Basically, what you're challenging us to is, what if the solution relies with us to make the change and we don't go through the change? Now, if Esther didn't step up and plead for her people, they would have all perished, including her probably, because the king could not look unjust. So he would have had to kill his own wife, even though he loved her, because he had to remain and look like he was a just king. So the challenge today is, what are you challenged to do? What is your purpose on this earth? Because you have the power to change, because God places people in certain locations and to do certain things. I do radio, and I do radio to encourage you guys, to give you these ideas, to give you these hopes, and to give you messages from God, because that's what God asked me to do. I'm amazed every day that God asked me to do this.
And we're reminded in Romans 5:5 about the Holy Spirit. When you say, Jesus, come into my life, live in me, you now have a partner, the Holy Spirit of God. And it says in Romans 5:5, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
You know, I also think of the scripture in 1 Peter 5:7, where it says, cast your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So if you're stressed out because you're going to lose your house, or you have to file bankruptcy, or maybe you're going through a divorce, or maybe you just lost your job, or maybe you got bad health news from your physician, or maybe you're just worried because we live in a world of uncertainty right now. I would say to you, every time you feel anxious, you feel nervous, you don't know what to do, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you.
Amber, you know, in the book of Ezekiel, we have another thing that was said. This was 100 years before Esther's time, and the prophet was trying to relay a message to the people about what was going to happen, because they had become so wicked, and their city had become so wicked, and God had warned them, and they didn't turn back, and it was just getting to the point where he had to announce what was going to happen. You're not listening. This is what's going to happen. And he said that God told him, so I looked for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. God doesn't get pleased with destroying anything, but when the wickedness has been come and filled up to the brim and it's overflowing the cup, God has to act. And he said, is there anyone out there who will stand up and become a wall to all this evil and portray me and portray my goodness and portray my character and my love and my peace and tell them to stop, tell them they're wrong, stand up and be that wall for me? Is there anyone out there?
You know, it's so hard to stand up and tell somebody the path they're doing is leading to destruction, because people will come to you and say you're judging. And what I really think is going on is they don't understand that it's God speaking through someone to them. Yes. And it's condemnation that they're feeling. No, conviction, not condemnation. Conviction, excuse me. Because God's trying to remove that dirty speck that's in their body, in their heart. Because God says he's going to come for a bride that is pure and without blemish or wrinkle. And he's trying, while we're here on earth, to move all that wrinkle and all that blemish away from us. And when we are dealing in a sinful lifestyle, maybe it's sexual immorality, or maybe it's just that we're greedy, or we like to slander people, or whatever the case may be. Maybe we're liars, whatever. And God brings someone into your life to say, hey, this is where you're not doing my will in, and this is what I'd like to clean out, because it's blocking a relationship between you and I. And it's hard and intimidating as a person to tell somebody else that what they're doing is not correct. But I want those people to realize it's not that individual trying to tell you that. It's the only way God can talk to you is through another person. We just, you know, in the Old Testament, he had his prophets. Today, hopefully we have our pastors that are doing that. And maybe your friends might give you a message from God. You never know. Because none of us are perfect, and then these people are going to come against you, and then we don't want to be disliked by our fellow man. But I'm reminded of this, and it happened in 1 Samuel. And of course, Samuel was a prophet, and he didn't want to give the message to these people, and neither did Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah, because he knew these people would want to kill him, or they dislike him, and it's human nature, and God knows that. But he's like, I have to get this message out, and I have to have a mouthpiece. I need you to be that mouthpiece. So Samuel was going before God, and the Israelites didn't want God to be their ruler. They actually wanted a king. And God told Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. And also, Jesus tells his disciples in the New Testament, the world hates you, but they hated me first. So it's not you that they really hate, but it's God that they're hating and God that they're rejecting, not necessarily you. And it's hard to put that in your mind, and it does take boldness. It really does, because if you're going to listen to what God's trying to tell you, he's trying to do something for that person because he loves that person. He doesn't want that separation from that person. He wants that person to have a relationship with him, but that sin, whatever it is blocking that relationship. But you're the key, and he's choosing you, just like he chose Moses in Israel, in Egypt. He didn't want to go against the Pharaoh, his brother that he grew up with. He didn't want to tell him, let my people go, because he didn't want to look foolish and he didn't want to get rejected. But God said, nope, you're going. I ordained you to do this task. Do you want to be responsible for not going, just like Jonah didn't want to go to the Ninevites? You know what? They're Assyrians, and those Assyrians are still Christian to this day. And God knew that when he sent Jonah. But he didn't want to get rejected by the sinful nation that wasn't going to conform. But God knew more than him. And God knows more than you did when you're talking to your friend, your family member. And that's really hard when you have to confront a friend or a family member and say, this is not right.
So we're saying that if you have fear, you need to act. Don't be paralyzed. You need to take action. You need to have hope in Christ. Hope in your God. Hope that everything around you that's going crazy, God has a way out. God has a plan, and you need to be in it. Can we count on you? Can you stand up for Christ? Can you be the wall? Can you hold back the evil? Can you be the good character that people can look at? We're challenging you. Wake up. Cry out to the Lord and see what he will do.
We want to ask you to stand in the gap for people. If you care about people, you want to see this world change for the good, it's up to you to stand in the gap and make that change. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be that it's not going to be scary at times, but it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And God always tells you over and over again, don't be afraid. And Yvonne told us earlier that God prepared Esther. And if he prepared Esther for her job to be the queen of a nation, wow, she went from being a regular average person to being a queen of the most powerful nation at that time. And she prepared herself, and she did what God wanted her to do, because that was the time that God needed her to step up. If you don't think that's intimidating, going to the world leader and saying, please don't do this. If you don't think that's intimidating, then I don't know what is. So that's what we're going to encourage you to do. It's time for us to open our mouth, make changes, also realize that just because the world around you might be falling apart doesn't mean God's not going to take care of you. If he could give oil to these widows, and he could feed Elijah with a raven and send a raven for meat for him, he definitely can care for you and take care of you. Well, remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you.